Welcome to the Daily Dental Podcast. I'm Dr. Addison Killeen, and each day I will give you one insight on how you can optimize your practice using the methods that have helped me grow to a multi-million dollar business while maintaining a balanced and healthy personal life. Good morning. It's often in these first few weeks of the year that we're all fired up about improvement. Now, sometimes that's eating healthier. Sometimes it's starting a new habit. Sometimes it's just wanting to be happier. But when we look at happiness, let's review what the data actually tells us about happiness. Recently, I read and actually reread the book by Arthur Brooks about happiness and building the life you want that he co-wrote with Oprah Winfrey. He previously wrote another amazing book called Strength to Strength. Now, as a kid, he was a professional French horn soloist. And then when he realized in his early 20s that he couldn't become, you know, the top one or two people in the world, then he left and went to work at a nonprofit think tank. And now he's a Harvard professor and lifelong learner. Now, he hasn't always been happiness, but he has learned a lot and he has some chops here. So this week, I want to focus on happiness and talk about a few of the strategies that might help us as we look to achieve happiness in our lives and in our practice. Now, what is happiness? Well, for one, it's not a destination. Happiness is a direction. You can't be happy per se, but you can be happier. Not happy, but happier. So let's try to be happier or make improvements in the right direction. Now, you might say that some people have more happiness than others, but no one can master it consistently. It's the one thing that we all want, but we can't really keep. So if we can't keep it, should we just give up? Well, over history, tons of people have looked for happiness. One major Greek philosopher, Epicurus, in about 300 BCE, basically said that if it's scary or painful, let's avoid it. But then if we don't have anything hard or painful or scary in life, do we get any reward for going through a tough experience? And the data shows us probably not. Now, in current cultures, we define happiness in terms of excitement and achievement. Meanwhile, in Asian cultures, it's actually still defined in terms of calm and contentment. So what is it? Is it excitement or is it calmness? A good way to define happiness is to actually look at its component parts, what Brooks calls the macronutrients of happiness. And he defines them as enjoyment, satisfaction, and purpose. So ESP, enjoyment, satisfaction, and purpose. Now, enjoyment, of course, is the positive feelings. But Brooks actually says it takes communion with people and the consciousness of it. Second is satisfaction, which is the suffering for something, even a little bit, and accomplishing a goal you worked for. And then finally, purpose, the why of life. So enjoyment, satisfaction, purpose. As you go through your day today, look for the enjoyment in the communion of the people around you, whether it's in your office or in your family. Look for the satisfaction that you've previously received from the hard work you've put into the practice and dentistry over the past few years. And purpose, ask yourself, why am I here on this earth? What do I have to give to those people around me? So I hope that's one thing for you to think about today. I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. For more information about this topic, as well as any others, check us out at www.dentalsuccessnetwork.com or connect with me at addisonkillian.com. Have a great day. Hey, friends. If you're looking to upgrade the phones in your office and potentially go with a voiceover IP phone system, Mango Voice is the choice for you. Now, in my mind, if you wanted to ask me why Mango is the choice in my office for the past 4 to 5 years, it's because they're the market leader in voiceover IP phones. They actually care about the analytics and the data showing you when you answer, when you miss, and what is happening to your phone calls in the practice. They record all your phone calls so you can go back and quality assess how they're doing, but they also connect and they have strategic partnerships with other softwares so that you can instantly text back and it actually writes into your software when phone calls are happening. But then if you wanted to change things in the practice, you can actually change them from your computer at the drop of a hat. You don't have to call in and get help from an expert. So if you wanted to change your phone tree, change the messages, set up new voicemail boxes, set up new tracking numbers, or even change the on-hold wait music, you can do all those things. But best of all, they're low cost. There's no dental tax here. So if you need a voiceover IP phone system, give Mango a shout out. They're a preferred vendor with Dental Success Network, and I can honestly guarantee you will have a great experience with them. So hope that helps you today, and we'll see you soon.